A portion of President Trump's travel ban on six majority Muslim nations is set to take effect on Thursday. With the earlier ban, SeaTac Airport became a chaotic scene. Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team explains why that's less likely this time around.
One major difference now is the U.S. Supreme Court will only allow the ban to take effect in a limited way. President Trump calls it a victory for national security, and the court will still take up the merits of the case. But in the meantime, the temporary ban is more narrow than before. The court says it does not apply to people with a, quote, bona fide connection to the U.S. That includes foreigners and refugees with family ties or people who come on a work or student visa. Matt Adams is with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project in Seattle. He says this exemption covers a broad swath of people.
The highest court in the land has clearly affirmed that the Trump administration cannot block people who are coming in on family visas, who have their family members here, that they can't impede them from being reunited.
Yet those without a U.S. connection are subject to the ban. Adams says he's watching for more detail on how the feds will determine who's eligible, but he expects any visa refusals or confusion will happen overseas, not at U.S. airports. The first travel ban took effect immediately and caught many off guard. This one comes after months of public controversy and litigation. A spokesman at SeaTac Airport says they're looking into details on how the travel policy will be implemented and connecting with federal officials. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.